kill us all.
Uh-huh.
So even if they settle there, even illegally, you can't let the Trillium go back.
So, let me think. What do Starfleet regulations...
No.
They can't go over their home world?
No, not if they're flying around and they come back and kill people.
So, what's the Starfleet regulation say, theoretically, if someone had been on a home world and they'd all left it, and someone else had come and settled in the meantime, and then they wanted to come back? And it's a neutral world that...
Go ahead and re-roll. I'm afraid there's no president for
that. No president? What am I going to do?
We should give them a reasonable time to get rid of the squatters and then let them back to their home world.
That sounds possible.
Yeah, but don't the squatters have rights to the planet now?
No.
Why not?
Well, squatter rights.
Finders keepers. Reapers.
You've been home alone.
What was the intention?
Yeah, sure. They've been there five generations, no problem.
What about the Trillium's intention?
That's only if it like belongs to someone else.
If it showed up last
week. I'm not too sure. I don't want to.
I got an 8.
Hey, where are with these pinheads?
What's your point? They're awesome, baby. Look at those mean.
If they get near me, I'm blowing them up.
They're snazzy dressers.
Yeah,
don't fire upon them.
So is there any reason we haven't, scanned the planet?
Our mothership that we've said that we're protecting is firing.
Okay, are we protecting that
general
one?
General scan is not
what?
General scan is not fixed back.
Can you do a specific scan for Kazinti on the planet?
Sure.
8 on the locket.
So what are you trying to
know? Ben is a lot.
I'm trying to figure out who would actually have rights to this planet if that particular sequence of events did occur.
In some way, shape, or form, Starfleet does.
Well, it's in Federation space or neutral space.
Neutral
space. It's neutral.
Then not Federation.
But no, whenever these things come up,
they're usually there's, you know, there's some kind of diplomatic bargaining kind of stuff. There's no clear law because this has never happened before.
People just don't abandon
the
planet.
People just all leave.
So I got an 8 getting the planet for people.
I will come in.
You can pick up a power source sometime.
Oh, there's a power source. Could be somebody looking down there.
Okay. Old Kazinti woman.
Unmute.
Unmute.
Can I roll it? Well, unmute.
Seen us down.
All right,
that's what
he
wants
after
the
freighter,
or
what?
No, I liked. Killed him.
Guess who's please? Do you have men down there?
Or women.
Or women.
Feline.
You don't have men without women, because they got to do all the work.
Yeah, women. We need to have accurate information here so we can come to the correct diplomatic solution. If you do not have men or women down there, then there's no reason to stop the Trillians from landing.
Yeah, we have to clean the planet and it was good.
So, was that a yes, you have men and women down there?
Don't you need a flag or something?
You need
a flag.
I sure think you need to apologize right now.
Well, it's kind of hard to... It's kind of hard to claim something from your enemies.
The Trillians are getting closer to landing while you're there answering the question.
It's not our planet.
Well, we're
gives a crap? This is Guam, and there's like Tojo's steaming horses on the right now. Who gives a crap? Blow them up and get home.
We're Starfleet. This is what we do.
We blow them up and get home.
We're at war with them. They're coming at us with 3 ships.
I doubt they're going to attack them.
What kind of gunboat? Football?
Remember, this is the action-packed season.
This is the one episode that might not involve fighting.
If we yield to them, our enemies, this planet.
It's not our planet.
It's not their planet.
Maybe not. If they've actually settled there while the Trillians were gone, they have...
But then we blow them up because they're our enemies.
Well, you know,
the way we kill them.
Japan settled Philippines and Guam and a bunch of places.
just put their asses off. They lost and stuff. Totally left the plant behind.
I'm sure there's Guam Canal or somebody there. Blow them up.
Well, even if they did settle, aren't there probably quarantines they can't leave any damn way?
Yeah. Just tell them we see a
unfortunate power source down there. We're kind of worried about that. We're going to blow it up unless you give us a reason not to.
Please tell us what the power source is down on the planet.
I'm nervous about that.
finger, ready.
Yeah, we have a peaceful research station.
How many? How many kids are there down there?
How many lights will be lost when we
blow down the power station? Can I do a more narrow scan of just that area?
Sure. Yeah, we have only a few.
Very
nice. All our researchers, scientists. Yeah, we have no weapons.
15.
So, if we find anything else, we can blow it up because they're not the people. Correct?
probably. It's some kind of small garrison. You know, a couple hundred.
Military base?
Hard to tell. I mean, there are a couple hundred people. They do have shields and weapons.
Okay. A couple hundred people,
shields. We're actually detecting a couple of hundred people with shields and weapons.
Those can't be yours, because yours are peaceful resources. So blow them up.
Blow these up to protect your peaceful research.
Otherwise your research is
could you run some computer simulations to see what type of advantage it would give the Kazin to have a forward base here?
Sure. The first thing, my suggestion is that I check where the base is and the numbers with the logs.
Okay.
See if they've been moving them on and off and stuff. Can I do that, now that I have a place on the planet to look at?
Okay. Computer simulation.
Okay. Why don't I wipe
Stanley's
base?
Not yet.
But it's done.
The shipboard phasers can.
Yeah, they can.
It looks like
it's a whole thing.
Looks like Kazinti ship. Small Kazinti ship comes in.
Okay.
For the last, like, year.
Yeah. They've been moving in.
And
for like a year, I say.
That's before we kind of got into a war with them.
Yep. But that's okay, we're still at war, so we can take over this planet in the name of the Federation.
Probably technically correct over at war. Damn right.
We can go to their home planet.
Get over it. What was that?
Yes, you should be able to go with the consistency plan.
Oh, that must be
where. If you're concerned with Charlie's claim it to be there, then we can't take it over.
That's true.
But we can take it back.
Well, but they just claimed it was theirs. Fair and square. Now we can wipe out the garrison, claim it for ourselves. And then
well, we should ask the Torlians what they want.
Well, we can, if after they're dead, we can offer to give it to our pal, the Torlians.
Jeez! Sounds good to me.
Can you run some simulations to see what type of advantage this would give us in either attacking the Federation or any other nearby
planets? Operations.
Maybe I don't have to do that.
Okay, if we can't do it in simulations, you can run that day.
Starship Tactics?
Catch and Sleeps?
No, there's actually a strategic... Some kind of
cheating. Well, if it just helps if you're bright, then maybe I should do it.
Me? Is it a sunset or something? Okay, nothing that starts with gravity.
Strategic operation? Well, maybe a ceremony. Oh, well.
I'll try.
Okay.
Just
logic.
We'll get back to if it's tactics, I get an extra dice.
Not really tactics.
Logic or perception?
Strategical?
Maybe I should try it. Oh, I don't have it. So, is that plus one? Right?
No. Only just if you roll a one on the wild die, it's three.
You take the highest.
Don't roll a one on your wild die,
the highest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got the six.
Well, it'll be a bit closer off this side of the Federation border, so we could
give them some small strategic advantage.
Give them to curve out.
We should blow them up anyways. Well, if we take out three convincing ships, you'll be a war hero.
Great, just what I'd always wanted. Back when I was studying in Science Academy, learning how to do peaceful first contact, I was on the map for destroying three starships full of intelligent beings.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
You know, when you put it
down. I want to open some communications with the Trollians.
You kind of make killing people sound wrong.
I think worse, it makes it sound boring.
What are people in security supposed to do for their career? Let you run it.
I'm not being held back.
We'll just come with Captain Sleeps, open com with Trollian Crater.
Have a conference call.
Dave,
I'm sorry. Do you want me again? What's screen conference call?
Why don't, well, did you ever talk to the freighter people?
That's what I'm asking them to do right now.
Five, six.
Woo, freighter response.
Hey, make sure they
open it up.
All right, so you get a screen. There are a few terminals on the screen. One of them is obviously the leader.
Do you look like an egg?
Schnick schnock.
No, that's turkey.
Okay.
Schnock.
They look like plate.
No.
Can you do some research?
They don't look like eggs.
Planet was quarantined, or if it was only quarantined while the Trellians were there? I.e., is it still under quarantine by us now that the Kazin are there?
So should we kill all the Kazin so they can't go off and play us?
That's true. We should.
The only way to be safe. Can we finally can? And will anyone ever let us?
So the captain, the Terrell says, greetings, Captain. I'm Ren.
Just the Terrell.
Ren, where's Stiffy?
Good to meet you, Ren.
Stiffy died. He was one of the first playmates.
We have a bit of a diplomatic situation here in that the Kazin have set up a forward base on your planet while you've been gone. So our initial query to you is if you're... would like your planet back if you're planning to land, and our request if the answer is yes is if you wait until we figure out what to do with the Kazin.
Well, we have come back to our planet.
What were you planning to do out of curiosity?
Recolonize it.
Really? How are you going to do that? There's only eight of you.
You're some for contact
special.
He's really specialized in first contact to the point where a second contact
he just starts insulting them.
Exactly.
No, you are
the balance is preserved. No, all first contacts love
him. How are you planning on doing that?
Well, we are
genetic experts.
Yeah, I mean,
they're on the
transport.
Genetic research you can do. I mean,
genetic
manipulation.
Look, I'm sure that's why they were wandering, looking for that information. It took them 5 years.
And they had 5 years.
And the freighter is called a calendar.
Are you still carrying the plague?
No. We were able to cure.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have a beta for it.
I think I should increase my interrogation skills just by listening to that.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
You aren't lying to me, are you?
No.
Okay, then.
I don't know. Well, I can check them out if they get a clean bill of health.
Well, I assume we've got the flight data on the ship.
It doesn't affect this situation at all, right?
Yeah.
It does, because we might need to be able to mock their ship if the other ship starts.
Oh, that's a good point.
But why aren't we killing the colonists now?
Because that would sort of ruin the Kazinti's urge to come here.
Then we pounce on them.
Well, then
let's say once we lure them here by not killing their colonists.
Oh, good point. So if you don't want to lure them here, we can take down their shields and beam them all up.
Well,
the transporters are working out to beam up the Kazinti in our cargo holds.
Go
over
there. Okay. One or the other. You can't move those ships.
So I got a 7 on the computer research about the
plague.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to find out?
If the planet's the plague or the people?
Yeah. Basically, if the plant was quarantined or if the plant was only
quarantined after all the people left.
Okay. Because the plague originated on the planet and they're afraid that other people would catch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all the Kazinti might be plague ridden now.
Yep.
Okay.
This should be destroyed.
Well, if they figured out a cure, then we can.
Yeah,
that's great. So, Rin, would you mind if I pulled you in on a conference
call? So the Kazinti came here because they figured they'd be safe for an advanced base because it was flagrant.
Right.
Yeah. For all their suicide troops.
No, you own the satellite.
The Federation.
Okay, so we got a leap on
a misdemeanor tampering.
We're at war with them. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, so why are you shooting them away?
There's a couple hundred guys sitting there waiting to be shot.
Would you mind reading? We're at war with anybody. We're at war with the damn cat.
Yeah.
Which part
is he in the
concentration camp for you?
No. Remember, you're allies with the Chinese and hate the Japanese. I'm Chinese.
Yeah. Really?
I know all the yellow types.
Why are you cat? I just rolled something.
No tails.
Really? They
nipped
it off.
We don't have tails. The real cat has tails. We're just sort of half cat.
There's cats with no tails.
So my whole species are cats with no tails. All
right.
We're just not as good as
they're like lynxes. Oh, I see. You're not actually.
Yeah. Definitely makes us not
fire off a communication
thing.
So that they know if we get blown up, we were blown up by the three Kazan while we were sitting here for no reason.
Okay.
They just kind of go off that. I mean, I'd like a little, what's going on? They're actually at war then.
So the big things are.
We declared war, said Kevin.
We did.
Did you say we declared war?
We declared war on the Federation.
And then did the Federation declare war on them?
Yeah.
I guess we sort of said, well, okay.
Damn it, Canada declared war again.
Okay. Can you fire
the Kaczynski basically said, they said they were allied with the rightful rulers of the Clan Empire, the Russian Empire.
Communicate back to the Federation and tell them we found an advanced base. Three Kaczynski ship are bearing down upon us.
And we're trying to deal with it diplomatically.
What? We're at war! You think, dude?
Done.
Should take any strategic advantage you can get and take out the ship.
Is it like that you were interested in my world?
This is not really. It's only like an unusual interference.
Because Captain Sweeps is an admiral, man. His head will be a prize looking on the bridge.
Who actually signed the declaration of war with the Federation? Or was it anonymous?
I don't think they sent us a little note.
What do you mean,
son of the Was there anyone who officially represented or said that they were the person that was declaring war? Say, Captain Sleep.
Presidente of the.
Capillon was, I mean.
What's that?
As Capillon used to be the sort of war leader.
Used to be the prime leader.
Yeah. So he declared war.
He's no more.
Catches leaves with them.
Yeah.
I don't care now.
We blew him up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether he's
their war leader. We blew up last week.
That's cool.
Tell them there's more that way.
So how big are these ships coming in?
Catches leaves was in one of their bigger ones.
Ships. Yeah. So it's one ship as big as yours. And then
as big as ours.
So not as good.
Yeah, it's not as big. And two slightly smaller ships. A little bit bigger than the small than the mid-sized ships.
Should we all classify those three?
For all three? It'll be a tough fight.
If we have enough courage, we can kick their butt.
Kevin said this would be easy.
Just
because we're at war doesn't mean we should make war crimes.
What's a war crime?
The military.
Military thing.
The Kazakhs realize that we care about them. By
Federation rules, I'm sure bombing Hiroshima would have been a war crime.
Well, maybe, but this is a military base.
So, the fact that they're talking about all-out slaughter, they have no way of attacking us from down there. They're effectively disarmed. You're killing disarmed people.
So
So are
we all have
communications with Catherine's
supervisor.
Yes, he wants to do a three-way.
Do you want a conference call? Or?
Yeah, conference call.
Oh, okay. That first number.
This is totally additional charges. Hey, let me just
R70 first. There's good news and there's bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is that the Trillians have cured the plague, and so they're no longer plague carriers.
However, all your Kazinti are.
However, all of your Kazinti probably are because it actually originated from the planet.
The other bad.
Yeah, while Shannon's talking, should we get the ship ready to fight?
What is there to do?
You know, start
well,
even.
If the
ramp it up the.
If the Kazinti have been
whatever we can do.
Shipping people over the course of a year, can't we find out if they've been getting sick and dying? Or is this a really slow, chronic, painful death plague?
Why don't we?
So I gotta ask, why are you?
Well, it's the.
So, if they were catching it, they should.
Is it
action, right?
Yeah.
So point the ass in the vessel
because we're
connected. Point the ass end of our vessel toward that military base down there.
Yeah.
The front of our vessel toward those oncoming ships.
I'd be willing to go.
Can't just pick it up firing. Never actually touched the photon when we were firing photon torpedoes.
That's why. Why not?
Yeah. That's why no planet in the universe will allow the people to come anywhere near this.
Yes.
Hey, if the cat people aren't dying, I'm willing to go down and check it out.
But we could go down to the planet and see if people are still getting sick. We could also go over to the freighter and check the trellis to verify that they're actually not sick anymore.
But we have to do this before the cousins come into range and start shooting.
Okay, I would suggest...
You know, since they're in the range, they'll start shooting.
Would you be willing to pass on the information on the computer down over to the cousins?
Of course. The other thing I'd like to point out is our photon torpedoes have a really, really long range.
Woo!
I'm
alright. Yeah, they're really strong. Would you mind beaming it to the oncoming ships and also to the base down there?
Beaming what?
Sure. The information on how they can cure the Kazin. We just don't want this plague out there running in the galaxy, no matter who wins this fight.
Yeah, well, are the Kazin on the planet plague? Obviously not, since they're not dead all over the place.
Well,
they've been here for a year, and there's like hundreds of them.
Unless they keep shipping suicide squads.
What's the gestation period for the disease?
Kevin said they show up in their 10 to 3 weeks.
Oh. I'm sorry. Unless there's some other way you've been avoiding the plague.
Because cat people are genetically superior to humans.
We could all be walking around in clean suits or something.
Oh, yeah.
Really inconvenient, though.
Is there some other way they're avoiding the plague?
You get all sweaty in those, trust me.
Feline leukemia.
Uh-huh. Get your own leukemia. That's how inferior
you are. Tell us if they have any weapons.
We gotta have a specialty one. Just a regular one.
They have shields.
You can decide
if they have...
Or connected for much
shields. Assuming...
What'd you get on your...
15.
Hey!
That's a shame.
They have... They do have 32 phasers.
Okay.
Who knew? Nobody ever asked.
Who did it for real? Who did it for real?
Totally right.
Okay.
They have.
And a missile launcher and shield.
So
I mean, the buildings are
so
like
probably fighting the fishes and the planet at the same time would be bad.
Okay.
So then.
So we should just blow up the planet
so
now.
So they're environmentally sealed?
Yeah.
Okay. So
even if it's just unstunned.
So their buildings are environmentally sealed. So they probably built them in clean suits or whatever, and then they're keeping the environment out.
So all we gotta do is pop a hole in their dead.
Yeah.
In a few weeks.
A big hole, maybe.
I think nothing's wrong with just shoving everyone on the planet. Then they won't be able to shoot at
us. You can promote it. Can you put the four phasers on stun?
Yes.
Okay. All the recommendations.
That wasn't an okay.
Okay, withhold that information on the plate. No, send it to him.
I'm kind of curious.
Can't you sleep?
Fine.
No. some concern about your having a military base flanking our flanking
the
Federation.
No, research station.
It's obviously not.
Meow, meow, meow,
self-defense.
Oh.
What's your name, self-defense?
Meow, meow, Federation
Pollution. What do you mean by meow, meow? That's what I want to know.
There's actually only Federation belligerents because you've declared war on us. Are you the new war leader of the cadet?
Meow, meow, yep.
Oh, there you go. Why don't we get together and we can find a diplomatic way to end this whole war between our people?
Meow, meow, why?
Otherwise, we'll probably blow you all up because we're a lot bigger.
Yeah, man. We're better.
So, I take it you have no interest in withdrawing the space from the space near us?
No, yeah, please respect it.
So I take it you have no interest in withdrawing this research station from the space near us?
Meow, meow, no.
Meow, meow, no?
Yeah.
No. Opinions?
Well, got it.
Opinions, Kevin?
Protect the eight of them, and we'll just, against their will, transport them off the...
Well, look at those...
Crystal?
Medical systems. Well, medical science, biological, so some kind of biological.
Ask who first.
Who?
What?
Opinions?
Asking for opinions.
On
everything. Israelians and the Cadets.
We obviously have to take out the base. If we transfer the eight people down, they're going to kill
us. We take out the base. We have to take the Petrolians back on their planet, and then we fight the Kazinti and run away because we're faster than them after they start kicking our butt.
So, assuming.
No, we make sure we take out one or two of their ships first.
Then, excuse me,
you got one or two of them. You might have taken out the last one.
Well, we don't have any shields.
Based on just their data?
Sure. Okay.
I mean,
their ships will turn around and this will end peacefully at that point. Their ships will keep coming. We should fight them until it looks like we might get hurt, and then we should run off.
Okay. So,
but either way, if we blow up the base and the Trollians get to go back to their planet, even if they fight us, they're unlikely to then go after the Trollians because they don't have the base.
Crystal, opinions?
Cats aren't like that, though. They only kill for food.
They'll play with it. I'd have to...
Well, yeah, but, you know, but if they're going to eat it, they play with it.
To verify it. And your opinion on the situation?
We're at war.
Crystal will protect the innocent people. And
how much time have we got until they come in? Completely inbound.
That's okay. We're doing
half an hour.
Yeah. Half hour.
How about before they're in torpedo range?
And I got, like, got an idea for evening the odds when they do arrive.
We're not going to do it when they arrive.
An idea for evening the odds if we end up having combat in the in around
or the satellite.
Exactly. Not anything. Hook up torpedoes. The satellite self-destruct in proximity to them.
Okay. Will that freighter fit in one of our cargo bays, or is it too big? Radio the freighter, tell them that we're going to be engaging in hostilities with the planet, ask them if they would like to be beamed off.
I should go over there and verify that they're healthy first.
Why?
What if they don't have a cure?
Why don't we just leave one their ship?
Can't we beam them to our decontamination chamber? We must have one of those.
I assume we have areas that we can quarantine.
Yeah, I mean, if they stand a freighter, the easy solution is bolt the freighter and they win.
How many of you are there?
Our fight is
mute.
How many people fit on a ship?
They don't so much want to kill the eight guys to keep their base.
We have no justification for destroying the base or keeping them off the base if the eight people die.
What was that?
I'm completely with you.
That's That's the justification for destroying their base.
Yeah,
that's right. You've got no justification for destroying their base. We're at war!
We get out of range of the planet, and suddenly the base is no longer dangerous.
What's that?
The base is powerless against anything except our near planet.
Please beam over there, and
there's no reason to fight the planet.
I suggest you do so in an environmental
advantage. They object to light coming over.
To have it, you
then
keep their base. It's a strategic advantage.
You feel better.
So it's like a little whatever, you know, spy tower, Mediterranean.
Security.
It took them a year to build this thing up.
No.
You could get rid of it.
Okay.
Environmental suit, yes.
I want to beam over.
Just in case. I'm saying right now, on the other side of the planet,
there's no point. If they destroy that crater, there's no point for us to
find
a vital three ships.
I want them to
get
take no damage. And then all we have to do is
three ships. On the other side of the planet.
Okay.
And we don't have a big deal about it.
So make a mental particle roll.
I'm
going to bet you're making assumptions now about the base and how dangerous it is.
The rest
of us aren't making.
You don't have
I don't think the base is dangerous. You're right.
Okay.
You
medical
you can fire at the base. So you got a range. You're done.
No,
the point is, Dave, we probably can't beat the three ships.
Right.
So if we go out of their range, fight the three ships, and then run away, they end up with the base. If we blow up the base, then fight the ships, and then run away, they end up with no base.
But if we don't protect the freighter,
who cares about the freighter? They don't have anything to do. We're here to fight the community.
So you're ready to shoot first?
Yeah.
I think the freighters, the occupants of the freighter are primary than so far.
They can fly off anytime they want. They can take off and come back after we blow up the base and we call the community. What are they still doing here?
They pick them up on the left button.
What?
In the ledge pot.
Okay.
From where?
Is it...
Oh,
Cat
yawns. Can I talk to him? Oh, okay.
Cat yawns on the freighter?
Yeah.
You know, you could just tell the freighter, you know, to skedaddle back into Federation space while we take care of the problem.
Cat yawns outranks, Cat just leaves.
Wow. No, he's got no...
He's been deposed.
He's got no power. He's got no women to work for him.
What is the nature of the of the cure? Is it just cure, you know...
It's a little microorganism that you inject in your body. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And it's addictive, though.
Would it cure somebody who has it? Would it cure somebody who is just carrying it? Would it cure the entire atmosphere?
Not the atmosphere. It cures people. Basically, if you have it, you can't be a carrier. So, okay.
Okay, so it destroys no matter what stage it's in.
It's
still alive.
Right. Pretty much. So you walk in. I don't know if you've been to any of the farmers.
Yeah, several times.
Of course, all you people look the same thing.
Change your clothes.
Are you
wearing
that
you're
wearing now?
Are you where you've been deposed?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, he could join our crew. He rocks.
Yeah. That's what happens with your ship, is number one.
And when you're number one so long to try it, every lion knows that.
Yep.
Eventually your time comes.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, I must rebuild my strength.
Sure. Can you make sure that we have sufficient security cells for 100%? Is it possible to do that?
For 100?
I don't know.
You could probably convert some of the other rooms. Technically. Think of all you want to do it.
Really well.
Probably haven't
been. I got a great diplomatic solution.
Put Jan in charge.
Say that you'll support Jan. If Jan declares peace on the Federation, since he's the one who declared it,
right.
You send him down in charge of the planet. And then basically they basically say we're not allied with the other community. So we won't help them. Our faction is neutral to the Federation. Then we're with those other guys, but we don't have to worry about the base. and he's obviously going to be friendly to the little fat guys.
Somehow, Eric's picture. of anybody you
can. If they're not apes, you can't borrow your apes on the basket.
Can you propose that to Cassidy Allen Samuels?
Sure.
It's pretty tough, huh?
Because we'll give him, you know, some backup as necessary, kind of thing. Federation will back him up.
If you want to undeclare war, we'll set you up as the new de facto leader of the little colony.
And give us his word that he won't declare war on us in the future.
Well, yeah, we'll also back up any factions he supports in the convention.
Actually, isn't he technically like a war criminal or something? And we should arrest him?
No.
Nah. No, he didn't kill any citizens. Well, maybe he did.
Well, he declared war.
That's not a war criminal.
Yeah,
no. That's true.
Politicians are allowed to do that.
Good point. Okay, so if he wants to undeclare war, we'll set him up on the planet, and then he can tell the other Kazinti to go away.
All we need to do is start a bitter civil war with inside the Kazinti Empire and,
start another civil war.
The Klingons are having theirs. The Kazinti can have theirs.
Obviously, the Federation mastermind. Everybody puts them a civil war.
Yep.
Right. Well, they tried to have one, but required, like, little aliens who took over mines and stuff.
Yeah. Look at the Polis girl.
You got a good presence or whatever.
Oh, when he's a guy, I get an extra
guy. But be servile. Yeah, remember, you're a woman, so be servile. This should really be negotiated by a man.
Make extra dye or
I thought you were wearing a normal medical uniform.
this is the new improved action rating season. I've got like a short skirt and cleavage or something.
Yeah, cleavage?
Fun job. Give him a fun job, too.
You got cleavage.
I only got a...
In Kevin's universe, women with cleavage.
Yeah, but it's a good idea. It's a good idea, so it's a low target number, right?
It's true.
I can convince. Eric should join me. My home price.
I was like, how they have it, They don't have to, they just do that
for kind of
you. Yeah, for sure, because, the universal translator. They're actually saying,
Have them make it so. We want to have communication with other Kazinti, telling them they're not welcome here as soon as possible. And then we can request our aid if necessary.
Do you think they're like Meow has no way of translating?
They can't leave them here, they'll just go up their own station.
Well, we still have to protect them from the three ships.
Yeah.
So,
should I escort them to the planet?
The Kazinti are unlikely to want to come fight us and the base if we stay by the ships.
If you ask us for the official protection of the Federation, we can sure grant it.
Exactly. And since the Kazinti...
They'll be dead in 30 seconds.
So. Exactly.
It's a short reign of power.
Okay, well, I'll go down to the planet with Ketu Yon as a diplomatic envoy and see if we can arrange this
quickly.
Okay, you go now.
And
we're going inside their
lab. In fact, he was much quicker.
And he talks to the...
They're not human.
Oh, come on, you the iris is different color.
Human looking.
You're half human. What are you talking about?
You're half human. No, she's fully...
Really, you can read all of our minds, no problem. You are incredibly powerful. Oh, no.
Except Dave.
No, he didn't read me. Oh, that except Dave. An earlier...
So basically, he talks to, the base commander, one of his cousins. Okay.
Feline and scratches.
So he convinces him to join his cause. And then he
satellites
with
the
helps
build a map. Hi, mortal enemy.
Gotta get on the line.
I smile happily at Cat who sleeps in the background.
That's a different Kazinti.
Cat who yawns is now talking to cat who sleeps.
Oh, I thought you said cat who sleeps in the background.
No,
hold
on.
The next younger brother. Yeah.
So, what happens is the two smaller ships join cat who yawns side. Cat who sleeps has to be.
Okay.
We could push our advantage.
Chill out.
You're at war.
Well, actually, we're not at war with the two ships.
No, no, we should side with them and kill Cat Who Sleeps.
Yeah, we can go kill Cat Who Sleeps for our good friend, Cat Who Yawns, who rules, by the way. He was going to share some of his women.
What do you think, Cat Who Yawns?
Well, now we should tell Cat Who Sleeps to surrender.
Yeah,
if Cat Who Yawns wants
it. If he doesn't surrender, then we blow him up.
And we are at war.
We are at war.
And he is the leader of the warring faction.
He is the leader of the warring faction.
Yeah, no, formal declaration.
What?
Let's make formal declarations.
Of what?
Of a challenge to the town.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. We can just challenge to the town.
Well, that's great.
So before you can challenge, before you can make a official challenge to the town, you've got to gather this one.
Does Kevin Yon?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin Yon says...
They don't assassinate the town.
Okay, so they don't want help.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but we could do it just because we felt like it.
You could do it.
Okay.
And of course, you know.
But that'd
be
fine
with that.
See? He's a pragmatist.
Well, now that he's here, we can. But he can't actually ask.
Well, tell
him to surrender.
Well, now that it's only him on us, we should tell him to surrender. Well, he's not heading towards you anymore.
Yeah, well, we're faster than him, right?
We're right there.
We're faster than him, right?
No, he's still like 15 minutes away.
Yeah, but we're faster. Like, a lot faster, right? They were all fat, slow ships.
Yeah. Slow on stuff like that.
Yeah, we're crack engineers.
Can we possibly catch them?
We just do bursts of warp one.
Can't touch them?
No. Warp speeds are about as fast as you like. Probably a little faster.
Faster? They have warp speeds? They said they were sublight.
Well, they're flight. They're very slow.
They're very slow. All right.
They're when you fight, you're
sublight. They can outrun us?
No. Not probably not.
Cool.
So, can you avoid a fight just by staying in warp?
You can fire for the torpedo.
Okay.
That's but pretty right. much, yeah, you can leave.
Got it. But you can't. I was wondering about that. I thought you could fire something.
Well, yeah.
Demand surrender.
Star Trek 1 the worm.
Come on, shall we?
Whole thing with the asteroid.
You're not going to get any aggression points if we have to beat you into it. well, you're an Amigod?
How much?
Show some initiative.
How much damage are the Kazenji doing to the Federation right now? Are they actively killing people? If so, see how many people a week?
Also, there's a certain threshold more of human life.
Call the oil mathematician.
we
need to decide to attack the battleship of our enemies.
they do more rape type stuff.
But are they killing people?
Well...
And are they killing more people than they did before we were at war with them?
They're killing more people, yes. Because they got more ships now.
They're
being funded by the Klingons. You know, they don't go out of the way to kill civilian targets.
They're also allies with the bad Klingons.
But, you know, they attack military bases.
They kill people.
Supply them.
Captain, please, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to surrender.
Stand out.
Our weapons.
Never.
Right on.
All right.
Walk on. Set course for Cat Who Sleeps, maximum impulse.
Got it.
If you do not surrender, we'll be forced to take you by force. What do we do with the freighter? The freighter just sitting out there?
Yeah.
Or did it warp off or whatever?
No, it's hanging around
there. See what he's doing. See if he's locking on stuff. See if he's warming up his warp engine.
If you'd like to personally surrender, we're on the
list
to let
your
crew
go. Goob's on the planet.
Oh. That's a good point.
What were you manning up
here? No, pretty not.
Ventures. Ooh, I can do ventures.
Get over there.
Get over there, man. I'm on climate.
Damn, station brother. And we can arrange fire upon
him.
I raised it for the heat of battle.
Okay, kid. Let me know when we're in range.
Actually, it's been hot.
I'm getting hot from now.
For photon torpedoes, which is really long range, by the way.
I wanted to get everyone heated up.
The object is to disable the ship. Not to destroy it, to get to the point where we can take the command before off. So,
that's a good idea.
Well, we also want to take the ship out of the fleet, right?
We can't have too many battles.
We can capture the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't want to destroy the whole crew.
Fair enough. So, are we close?
they...
If they go into warp, pursue them.
Well, yeah, they're warp speed.
If they go into warp, what?
Never mind, they're
in warp. Yeah. We will cut two shortcuts really close to, like, suns, so, you know...
Aaron, at this speed, you go right
can
through.
Go faster.
Can you do scans to make sure we're not being led into an ambush?
Yeah,
sure. I
can
see us now.
I don't know what I'm on.
You're engineering.
Okay.
You'll be rebuilding our shields.
Or I'll be rebuilding our warp engines if we blow them out, chasing the ship.
Our warp engines are fine, though.
No.
No.
Oh, they aren't?
No. They're 90%. Warp engines and shields are 90%. I fixed the transporter.
Just, why don't you bluff, then? I remind you that our ship goes faster than yours, and we have more weaponry. If you want to wish an honorable death, stop and fight. If you wish to be run down like the dog you hopefully are not, then flee and we will catch you with our faster ship and blow you.
That's a good one.
Like an old woman.
Of course, that is lying.
Well, we know they're not dogs, so.
Exactly.
Not very honorable.
Who let the dog out?
Who let the cats out?
Yeah, we are.
Cats are out of the bag.
I have intimidation.
Right now they're going
that's
at warp 8.
That's my bluff or whatever.
Okay, we can go warp 8.02. Maybe.
Warp 8.
Intimidation, not intimidation bluster.
We do warp.
My tactical officer would like to speak with you.
I introduce myself. Did I have any hand in killing the other one? Oh, he's not dead anymore.
No. But you blew up his ship.
Oh, but I blew up his ship.
Yeah, well, you also...
Well, you were in command of the ship when we were fighting him.
Yeah,
kind of
stateless driven away.
Okay.
Perhaps you remember me, Commander.
Exactly. I'd like to introduce myself.
Again?
Yeah, Vimar Pertham. It was I with whom you fled, or from whom you fled at the battle of blah, blah, blah. I'd like to remind you that our ship is faster than yours. Also, more heavily armed and more skilled.